Now we're heading into the summer period. We're in the summer period. Glorious sunshine. Lovely weather for this weekend. Hopefully there'll be weather for next weekend. But also it comes a time when there's a lot of tourists in the county, a lot of activity going on, and unfortunately, particularly over bank holiday weekends, we see overcrowding in the emergency departments of our hospitals and a system under pressure. So what do you make of the new HSE boss, Bernard Laster, pleading with healthcare staff to volunteer for weekend work to avoid the dreadful position hospitals were left in on the last bank holiday, on the bank holiday weekend in May? Wider services are needed for the coming weekends to avoid a substantial impact of overcrowding in hospitals, which would have implications for the rest of the healthcare system, Mr. Gloucester wrote in a letter to staff. And this comes after he told delegates at a health workers trade union conference on Thursday that he's going to move to 7-day rosters for a range of HSE staff outside of the rank of doctors and nurses if capacity issues were to be addressed. With me in the line to talk about this, we've got Ted Kenny, who's sectoral organiser for SIP2. We also have Cormac Williams, retired psychiatric nurse and former representative for the Psychiatric Nurses Association in Kerry. Ted, listen, we'll deal with the moving to 7 days a week, but what do you make of this letter? Effectively, lads, can you please work next weekend? Will it work or is it appropriate?
Well, I suppose, to be honest with you, at the end of the day, it's up to management of each of the hospitals to roster their staff accordingly to make sure that there's no shortfalls, whether it is a bank holiday weekend or not. So I don't know where that letter is coming from as to the reasons why he would do that, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's up to management to roster the staff. And I even had a meeting yesterday in UHK, University Hospital Kerry, and in relation to the portering department, and yes, there was issues in relation to around bank holiday Mondays, and management proved to us quite clearly that they had adequate staffing levels. So I just don't know where this letter is coming from, and
okay, sorry, we lost you there for a second. You said you don't know where the letter is coming from. You don't understand where it's coming from, Ted.
I don't understand where it's coming from, because at the end of the day, it's up to management, local management in each of the hospitals, to roster accordingly.
And that's a fair point, but look, on the May bank holiday weekend, over 700 patients were waiting on trolleys, and that was branded by the INMO, the Irish Nurse Midwives Organisation, as a situation that was out of control. So, with the best will in the world, they can't organise it because of the system we've had, or failures down the line. They don't have enough staff for a number of different reasons for the crowding that we see. That's, I suppose, where the letter's coming from.
Well, that is correct. The staffing crisis in the HSE has been a factor, and I suppose it's been a factor since the moratorium on staff recruitment came in a number of years ago, which I thought was detrimental to the health services. And then they had a redundancy program within the health services. So we've lost an awful lot of staff. In fairness, in the last number of years, we have recruited and more staff have come in, but nowhere near what is needed. And I suppose bed capacity is the big issue across all the acute hospitals in this country in relation to the amount of beds and the amount of people waiting in the A&Es and trolleys and on chairs that can't get access to beds. So that's another factor.
Okay. Cormac Williams, what's your view on this? Please help us out for next weekend. We're going to change the system. He's a new head of the HSE. We're going to move to a 7 days a week model to try and avoid these situations. But in the meantime, can you put up your hands and volunteer for next weekend? What do you make of it?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, all. Jerry, it's a small bit like a fire brigade. It's a bit late in the day. What is needed is an overall change in the system, how the health services work. And basically, they have started it. First of all, they need to go to a 12-hour day. Even starting with GPs, in my view, 6 days a week. Now, that would entail, of course, having far more staff and have far more GPs. So if I open my practice from 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, now that can only be done by a number of GPs together.
Yeah.
You'll have to start at 7, and somebody obviously would finish at 2 o'clock, and another group would carry on. We need to look, as I said, as the old thing is, we need to look at it differently. We need to move first of all to the 12-hour day, and then, as I said, to the seven day week. Even in my own case yesterday, I was in a bond and with a day procedure, and they're working basically the 12-hour day there for the day procedure
in the private side of things. Yeah. You're saying, Cormac, you need to, if in order to fix the overall system, you need to start in the community. You need to start with GPs at the point of entry for many people. As to there's something wrong with me, doctor, what can you do?
Absolutely. If you're building a house, Jerry, you start at the foundation. you need to start at the start and move up along the line where you need it. So if you had a more, if you had a far more extensive GP services, and from every layer from then up, then you would have a better system. But the problem is, as you say, the bank holiday weekends, that's only that's crisis management. You cannot have crisis management. You must move to a sustainable system where these, as I said, bottlenecks will be avoided over the bank holidays and every other period. So unless you have restructured the system to have it a longer day, yeah, the 12-hour day in every system, and the 7-day week, as far as possible. Now, I wouldn't expect a GP service to open on Sunday, but you need to restructure the system to cater for people. Even, I'll give you an example. If I'm working today, if I have a normal working day, 9 to 5, it would be in my interest as a consumer to be able to go to the GP 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in,
yes,
the evening.
So
we need
on the practical side of it, even.
Exactly. We need to thinking outside the box, as I say.
Okay,
that's really what needed, but that will require more staff, unfortunately, and more investment.
Yeah, and it'll also require, and some of the unions, some of the bodies, the representative bodies have talked about it. These new rosters will require bigger workforce, and also creche facilities will have to come into it as well on that practical side of things for staff.
And of course, another big factor, of course, has the COVID, and that has been a backlog, and that backlog is still there, and it probably needs to be got rid of. And stop jamming up the system.
Yeah.
But the system needs to be developed to meet the needs on a given day, not this crisis management where every bank holiday weekend you have to find.
And by the way, if there's any staff listening to us this morning, if you're working in the healthcare system and you're will you put up your hand? What do you make of the call? Would you say, yes, I will work next weekend? Are you interested in doing that? Or do you think, not never in a month of Sundays? You might let us know. Ted Kinney, if I can ask you on the wider question of the 7-day-a-week system, Mr. Gloucester was speaking recently that the absence of key decision makers working in hospitals at weekends was crucifying the healthcare systems. He's looking for thousands of clinical staff and support staff who normally work 5 days a week to work over the weekends to bring services close to weekday level. So, in other words, if you go into hospital on a Friday afternoon or evening and you have a scan, or you're lucky enough to get a scan, you're not then waiting Saturday, Sunday, Monday until Tuesday morning till the decision maker comes in and decides, yes, this is what we will do and you need to go here, there or wherever. The system keeps rolling no matter what time of the day or week it is. Is that the ideal, Ted?
That would be. I mean, look, at the end of the day, under the public service agreement, it's quite clear that they would move certain services to 5/7. And certain services are actually moving towards that as we speak. The difficulty, of course, that the HSE has is to get buy-in from staff. I mean, if you've traditionally staff that are working Monday to Friday and have traditionally been off Saturdays and Sundays, to get them to buy into that is a factor for us in the trade union movement to negotiate that behalf of our members. But yes, we welcome that, because at the end of the day, healthcare should be 24/7 access for everyone.
Yeah.
And we as a trade union would support that.
Is the issue here, like nurses, doctors, consultants and radiographers, they already work rosters which span 7 days, but is the issue that there's not enough of them recruited to cover the rosters that are there to make the system work 7 days a week?
Yeah, well, see, I mean, recruitment and retention within the HSE is a major difficulty at the moment. And it's across all grades. And that has to be addressed. It's not an easy fix to address it. You can throw all the money in the world in relation to pay, but the conditions, and you mentioned there in relation to creche facilities and all that, we've seen that especially during COVID, right? And I have no doubt that the staff, no matter what union they're in, across the health services, will answer the call in relation to working the bank holiday Monday, right? They've proven that already in relation to what they have done in relation to COVID. But one of the most important issues that has to be addressed within the HSE is the whole issue in relation to creche. I mean, people give up a bank holiday Monday, and childcare facilities, a lot of them are closed on a bank holiday Monday.
Yeah.
And if they want staff to come in, then they're going to have to look at it in the longer term and how they will deal with that, because an awful lot of, I mean, I'll be quite honest with you, I would reckon definitely over 60% employed in the healthcare system in this country, I'd imagine, I don't have these figures to back up, but predominantly over 60% of them, I would imagine, were female. And regardless of being female or male, creche facilities applies to both.
Yeah, and that is a bottom line. That is a situation that needs to be done if this is to work and this is to be processed correctly. Okay, gentlemen, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for giving us your views on the situation.